This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military said Friday it has begun a ground operation against Hamas in Gaza, escalating its offensive against the militant group. The Israeli army says planes and troops are carrying out an attack in the Gaza Strip. Earlier Thursday, Israel pounded Gaza and deployed extra troops and tanks to the border as Hamas continued firing back rockets, with the death toll in the Palestinian enclave on the fourth day of the conflict climbing to over 100. The Israeli Defense Ministry has given the army the green light to mobilize thousands of reservists if necessary. Hamas has warned any ground incursion would lead to an increase in the number of dead and prisoners from the enemy side. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Thursday he is pressing for a halt to violence between Israelis and Palestinians, but U.S. officials say they are resigned to the conflict continuing for some days to come. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas seems either unable or unwilling to rein in Hamas-led rocket attacks on Israeli targets, according to the U.S. State Department. President Joe Biden's administration says it has reached out to several regional Arab states to help get to Hamas to stop the violence. Officials expect it's likely to continue, if not intensify, over the next couple of days. United States health officials advised Thursday fully vaccinated people can avoid wearing masks in most places and do not need to wear them outdoors. Updated guidance, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention hopes will allow life to begin to return to normal. The agency also says fully vaccinated people do not need to physically distance in most places. The federal recommendations do not override local law or business or workplace regulations. This is VOA News. The U.S. pipeline network shut down by a cyber attack said Thursday it has restarted its entire network and resumed fuel deliveries to all markets, but gas stations up and down the East Coast are still facing shortages after a wave of panic buying. President Joe Biden hailed the good news and urged Americans to remain calm as supplies are restored over the next few days. Frantic motorists from Florida to the state of Maryland had lined up at gas stations trying to fill their tanks and other containers. The surge in demand sent the national average price above $3 a gallon for the first time since late 2014, despite government efforts to ease the supply crunch. Protesters marched outside Greece's parliament on Thursday to oppose planned government labor reforms they say curb workers' rights and freedoms, including the abolition of the 8-hour workday. Thousands of workers shouted slogans and held banners in a demonstration organized by the Communist Party labor movement. Greece's conservative government on Wednesday outlined plans to overhaul labor laws by liberalizing working hours, a move criticized by the left-wing main opposition and unions. According to its labor minister, the measures would bring overdue changes to laws that date back decades, offering more freedom to decide working hours. But Greece's main civil servants union says the government seeks to raise the 8-hour working day to 10 hours and scrap the 5-day working week and collective bargaining agreements. Two men detained by British immigration officials in Glasgow were released Thursday after a 7-hour standoff between hundreds of protesters and Scottish police. Police say an immigration van with the men was surrounded by protesters, including one demonstrator who climbed under the vehicle to stop it from moving while others sat in the road. Police Scotland said the decision to finally release the men had been made to protect the safety, public health, and well-being of all involved. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon calls it unacceptable action by Britain's Home Office to detain the Indian men, especially as it came during celebrations for the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr in an area hit by the pandemic. And a Ukrainian court Thursday placed Viktor Medvedchuk, a Kremlin-friendly lawmaker suspected of treason, under house arrest, but he vowed to remain politically active. The 66-year-old business tycoon, who counts Russian President Vladimir Putin among his personal friends, is a very controversial figure in Ukraine because of his ties to Moscow. Medvedchuk is one of Ukraine's richest people and says Putin is the godfather of his youngest daughter. Prosecutors this week said he and another lawmaker were suspected of high treason. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.